You're listening to Winners on RSN.
At 11 to 11 on RSN 927, a racing today in Victoria. The first meeting is at Bairnsdale. Eight races on the card. The first goes at 1 o'clock. We're on a good four rails in the True. Penno 5.9 joining me with a stack full of winners. It's Ray Huxley. Good morning, Hucker. How are you?
I think we've got a stack full of winners, but I think we're going to be taking very short odds throughout the day.
That's right. As long as they get home, we'll be making a profit. Let's have a look at race number one. This is over 2,200, a three-year-old and up maiden. Pull out number 10 from race one. Six, Hurricane, favourite here at $2.50. Benny Allen in the saddle for Cindy Alderson. Five, Emily Orr at $5.50. 11, Postmistress, also $5.50. Seven, Rebecca at $6.50. Three, Mr Ziggy, $7. Number one, Baldy at $8.
Yeah, number six, Hurricane, deserves to be a short price favourite. This mare is certainly bred to stay by Americane out of a Zabil mare, and they've taken her along nice and quietly. Cindy Alderson only gave her the four runs early in her career. Then she went out for a 10-month spell, resumed with a very good run at Cranbourne, running fourth over 1,500, which is definitely too short for her, but she was hitting the line well. Stepped up from 1,500 up to 2,045 at Mornington, and only got beaten her neck there, and then followed it up with a good third at Kyneton last start over 2,000 when it was making ground again at the end. I think getting out to 2,200 metres is going to be ideal, and I think she'll run them down and win the race. I put in number seven for second, Rebecca. It was a decent run last start when it ran second at Maui. It raced right on the speed all the way. It battled on quite well, and then 11 and 5, 6, 7, 11 and 5.
6, 7, 11, 5 in the opener at Bairnsdale. Race number 2, a benchmark 58 over 2,000 metres. Pull out 3, 4 and 7. Favourite here is number 2, Alienated at $2.20. 1, Code 2, Roddy at $3.50. 8, Mr Charisma and 9, Ali's Reward both at 5 and 5, Don't Shoot, $9.50.
Yeah, I think the top two will probably fight this out. Catherine Roddy, an outstanding young hurdler, showed terrific jumping ability last time in, and after he went jumping, his platform improved too. He'll appreciate the 2,000 metres, but he might need one more run, so I'm going to go with Alienated. He's short enough, but when you look at through the opposition, he deserves to be a short price. I think the top two will fight it out. I went 2 from 1, and then down near the bottom, 8 and 9. 2 from 1, 8 and 9.
2 from 1, 8 and 9 in race number 2. Race number 3, a maiden for 3-year-olds over 1,200. Small field, scratchings 2, 4, 6, 9. On debut here, the favourite number 8, Street Icon at $2.30. A first starter for Kieran Maher and Dave Eustace. 7, Taruk at $3.20. On debut for Mick Price. 1, A Credit, $3.80. $7, the 3, Donald.
Yeah, it's interesting. Both these first starters down the bottom, I think one of them will win. Taruk and Streak Icon. They were both taken to the Sandown Jumpouts on the 18th of this month, and they both went very, very well in the jumpouts. They weren't out to break any records, but they both showed that they've got very good ability. Nothing between them on their gallops. I thought that maybe with Barrier 1 now, Taruk's going to go into Barrier 1. Maybe that will give him a slight advantage over Street Icon. I think one of the two will win. I don't think the ones who have raced so far have shown much at all. So I've gone 7 and 8. One of them should win ahead of 1 and 3.
7, 8, 1, 3 in race number 3. Race number 4 is a fillies and mares maiden over 1,000 metres. Scratchings are 3, 4, and 8. Favourite here, very short, number 5, Angel Lass at $1.30. Martin Seidel rides for Robbie Griffiths. 7,
yeah,
rear line.
Yeah, it should be just a walk in the park for this filly. Forget her last run at Moonee Valley. When she drew barrier 9, and she just had to work far too hard. And after being third on the home turn over the 1,200 metres, she dropped out in the end and ran sixth. She was well beaten there, and she was a favourite in that race. So punters will have to be very forgiving to be taking the very, very short odds today. But her two previous runs, when she ran third at Maui on debut and then followed it up at Sandown with an outstanding run, running second to My Pendant. My Pendant then went on to win at Moonee Valley and Flemington, and she was only beaten a length and a quarter by My Pendant. You look at the opposition here and you say, well, this probably should be about $1.10. Should be far too good for this lot. 5 from 6, 7, and 2.
5, 6, 7, 2, race number 4. Race number 5, first leg of the quaddie, a 1,200-metre 4-year-old and up maiden. Take out 7 and 10. Number 9, Magazine Heights, 230. 3, Funky Farm, 370. 6, Dolly Ann, $7. 12, Tiny Hussy at $8.50. $10 for 4, Sly Choice. And 11, Spring Nymph.
In here, in this race, I like number 9, Magazine Heights. It's only two runs that out have been good. They've been well spaced. It was excellent last time running third at Mornington when it came from midfield. And the opposition here is not very strong. So I've gone 9. Number 3, Funky Farm. Interesting runner. First start in Victoria for Peter Jalagotis. Didn't do much in its two runs in New South Wales, so it's a little bit of a query. And then we go 6 and 12. 9 from 3, 6 and 12. Bit of a tricky race.
9, 3, 6, 12, first leg of the quaddie. We go to race number 6, a benchmark 58 over 1,600. Pull out 2, 4, 5. Even money, the 9, no tan tat, $2. 8, My Shoe My, $4.80. 3, The Welder at $8. 1, Hard to Kiss, 9. 10, The Tale of Ava, $9.50. $10 for 7, Johnny Marg, and 11, Poppy Rocks.
Yeah, I like number 6 here, No Tan Tat, who she just totally dislikes wet tracks, this mare. She's had 4 goes on the wet ground, and she doesn't like it at all. But she got back onto dry ground for her last two runs, and she has gone very well. I thought she was beatable, but the only horses I could find that I thought were a real challenge have both been scratched. So, understandably, she's now at a very short price, and from the good barrier, with the 1.5 kilo claim for Tio Nugent, I don't think they can beat this mare today. I think she'll probably roll to the front. If she's given an easy time midway through the race, then she should sprint away from them at the finish. You look at the opposition, and there's not much there. I put in number 10 for second, The Tale of Ava. Surprise winner last start, but, before that it had been beaten regularly on the picnic circuit. Number 3, The Welder. It won a maiden, first time it had ever been placed in 10 starts, and now it's got to give 3 kilos to No Tan Tat, who's won about $50,000 and also a winner of 2 races. So on weight, she's got them covered. On ability, she's got them covered. Top jockey and good barrier. Should be winning. 9 from 10, 3 and 8.
9, 10, 3 and 8 in race 6. Race 7, another benchmark, 58 over 1,000. 4, 5, 7 and 10 all stay at home. 3, Halvorsen short here, $1.45. Number 2, Simchar, $4.80. $10 for 1 go, 1 better. And 6, North Cape.
Yeah, another one, very, very short, but probably it deserves to be. The only query you could find is that has had 2 first-up runs and been unplaced in both of them, but when you look at them, the first was on debut in the Blue Diamond Prelude. It ran 9th after leading around the home turn, and the other first-up run was also very, very good. I think that was at Bendigo in a pretty strong maiden when it was only beaten 3.5 lengths. So hasn't raced since the 5th of October when he was far too good for a maiden field at Kyneton. There's not much in the way of opposition. I found number 2, Simchar, who's very, very honest, as the only danger, really. So 3 from 2 and then maybe a gap to 6 and 1, but I think you only need the 3 and the 2 in the quaddie. 3, 2, 6 and 1.
3, 2, 6, 1. We come to the last. Race 8, 1,200 metres, benchmark 58. Scratchings 3, 6, 7, 13, 14, 16. 2 to Grammy, the favourite at 270. 9, Royal Zephyr, 480. 10, Tourniquet, 550. 15, No Nonsense Ned at $7. $10 for the 5, Kevin's Time.
Yeah, number 2, De Grammy. The only time it's ever raced on a provincial track was on debut at Sale back in June. Messed up the start completely, was still able to get up and win by a half length. After that, it's had 3 runs on city tracks. It ran 6th at Sandown in a pretty strong race. 3rd at Caulfield behind Wild Flyer, only beaten a length and 3/4, and then ran 8th at Flemington behind Crockett. Went out for a spell in August, had a warm-up in the trial at Stony Creek the other day, wasn't pushed out, ran 4th in the trial. That was behind the boom horse, Giannatti, and was beaten about 4.5 lengths, but that run will just clean it out for a race like this, and I think it's the one to beat. Number 9, Royal Zephyr is resuming from a spell, does go okay fresh. Numbers 15 and 10 are other ones worth considering for the quaddy. 2 from 9, 15 and 10.
2, 9, 15 and 10 in the last. What's your best value quaddy and player of the day?
Well, there seems to be best bets everywhere, but around even money, I think No Tan Tat in race 6 is my best. A couple of the others look like winning, but they're $1.30 and $1.45. So we'll go with No Tan Tat as the good thing. Race 6, number 9. I couldn't find a value bet all day. They're very, very short, the ones I like. So we'll just go with the best bet, race 6, number 9, for the Quadrella. The first leg, I think we just put in 3 and 9. The second leg, 9 only. The third leg, you only need 2 and 3. And the last leg, load up as much as you can, but I'm putting in 2, 9, 10 and 15.
Good on you, Hucker. Good luck at Bandstar, mate.
Thanks, buddy.